People may disagree about what a real sugar plum fairy looks like, but most everyone knows how she's supposed to sound. You may be thinking glockenspiel, but no, the instrument that puts the sugar and the plum in Sugar Plum Fairy is the celesta. When Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker premiered in 1892, it was a breakout moment for the celesta, and it's been around ever since. But does it do anything else besides sugar plums? Yes, says music commentator Miles Hoffman, and to demonstrate, he brought in a celesta and a friend of his to play it.
Bob, this is Lambert Orcus.
How are you?
Lambert is the principal keyboardist of the National Symphony, but he's also a Grammy-winning pianist who has played concerts all over the world.
Glad to be here.
Shall we move over and...
Oh, yeah.
Want to take a look at this machine? This is the concert grand of celestas.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like a spinet piano or a short upright piano, not quite as wide and not very high.
Some people might actually mistake it for a piano, and then they are surprised by the sound that comes out of it.
Oh, yeah. Magicians have been using that for years.
Make something disappear, Lambert. Can you make something disappear?
Wait a minute. Mr. Rogers had this.
Mr. Rogers did use it. Good for you. That's three marks for you, Bob. It is a keyboard instrument, but instead of hammers hitting strings, you've got hammers hitting steel bars that are placed over wooden resonators. And there is a pedal, one pedal, on the celesta that does sustain the notes and can change the quality. Maybe Lambert can demonstrate that.
Well, the first way I'll play is without the pedal. Sometimes it's played this way.
And by the way, Bob, the celesta was invented in 1886 in Paris by a man named Auguste Mustel. And Mustel thought that this had a celestial sound. That's what they were going for, and so they called it the celeste.
So it was still a relatively new instrument when the Nutcracker came along.
Well, and Tchaikovsky heard this instrument in Paris. Actually, he sent a letter to his publisher. He'd already been commissioned to write the Nutcracker. He sent a letter to his publisher saying, order one of these
Get
from
me one
Mustel.
Of those.
Get me one of those, but don't tell any other composers about it because they'll steal the sound first. You know, they'll use it first, but don't tell anybody.
Well, you know, everyone thinks this is a little toy piano, like they had when they were a kid.
Well, it sounds like a music box in many ways. You take a piece, maybe like something not written for the instrument, such as Bach Prelude in C major. Or perhaps Schubert from the Moma Musico, A Little March.
Sometimes it sounds like a toy or music box, but it doesn't come for toy prices. These are built by master celesta builders. This instrument is made by the Schiedmeyer Company. They have been making keyboard instruments since the early 1700s.
Can you major in this at the conservatory?
I've never had a lesson in celesta, nor have I given a lesson. It's one of those instruments where if you're involved with an orchestra, you're going to have to play because there's a lot of repertoire that requires the use of this instrument.
Is there really?
Yes, absolutely.
There are pieces by virtually every major 20th century composer. I mean, starting with Richard Strauss and Mahler, Shostakovich, Prokofiev, English composers. Lambert's digging up some music here.
For example, from the Holst work called The Planets, movement Neptune. It gives you that feeling you're out in space.
But if you actually listen to Neptune, you'll hear tinkling in the background, but you won't hear the notes that clearly. By the way, at the time Holst wrote Neptune, they hadn't discovered Pluto yet, so that was as far out as you could get.
Far out, right.
Otherwise, he would have called it Pluto.
He would have called it Pluto, of course. Now, what's interesting, Bob, is that people are still writing for the celesta, composers all over the place. Just recently, in Nashville, Tennessee, the Nashville Symphony premiered the first concerto for celesta and orchestra, and we have a little excerpt of that. The composer of this piece, Bob, is Michael Kurek.
hearing it like that, I realize I must have heard this a million times in movie scores, in commercials.
Absolutely, Bob. It is one of those instruments that is used all the time and very much by Hollywood composers. And I'm glad you brought that up because I think you will also recognize this little piece. What better instrument to set the mood for Harry Potter than this otherworldly, magical celesta? And this is, I mean, it's so great to have Lambert here with us in the studio. Maybe Lambert could play us out, Bob, with some music of the season. He's rifling through his music there. What have you found, Lambert?
I think something appropriate.
Lovely.
Thank you, Bob.
Keyboardist Lambert Orcus of the National Symphony Orchestra. He was joined by Morning Edition music commentator Miles Hoffman. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.